When I was a child, we had a chicken, a hen, and her name was Penny Penny. Did any of you, when you were in maybe first grade, have the opportunity to raise chickens in your classroom with an incubator, put eggs in it? Anybody have that? A couple people in the first grade did. Well, in my school district, we did that. And then children who got permission from their parents could bring home a chick. And my brother brought home a little hen named Penny. And Penny quickly became a pet. She was our first chicken. And since she was so little when we got her, we put her in a box. Put her in a box in the house. She got too big and started to flap her way out of the box. My dad built her a chicken coop and we put her outside. We quickly discovered that if she had the freedom, I don't want to be distracted by my microphone. Okay, so we quickly discovered that if Penny Penny was free to roam around, she would lay eggs. If she was stuck in her chicken coop, she wouldn't. So my dad put a little door in her chicken coop that was big enough for her to get in and out of, but small enough so that predators couldn't get inside. Penny Penny had the freedom to roam around and yet a safe place to be also. Penny Penny was such a pet that she would come running when we called her. We would call out, "Here, Penny Penny, Penny Penny, Penny, here, Penny Penny." No matter where she was on the property, she'd come running, usually because she knew she would get some treats. Well, after a while, Penny Penny disappeared. And we had a lot of coyotes around our house. And we started to fear the worst for our carefree and cage-free hen. We called her and called her and called her and hunted around. We couldn't find her anywhere. After a couple of days went by, my dad at the dinner table sat us down and gave us the talk. He was convinced that by then, Penny Penny was fully digested in something's stomach. Well, one day, not too long after that, while we were in the barn feeding the cows, we heard her clucking. We discovered that somehow she had gotten through some of the floorboards on the floor of the barn and dug out a little nest underneath the barn. And she was sitting on some eggs. After what seemed like forever to my brother and I, Penny Penny finally emerged with two little chicks. She was very happy to show off her first brood. Our dog Freckles, however, was not so happy. He was very jealous of our affections for a chicken. And then when these little chicks came along, he was even more upset. He was the king, and he thought he should rule the roost. We couldn't let Freckles out of the house until Henny Penny and her chicks were safely inside the chicken coop. Well, one day, Henny Penny was out, as she often was. Her brother and I were feeding her. My little sister opened the back door of the house. The dog ran out, lickety-split, right to Henny Penny and her babies. He had that look about him of chicken, a la king. And of course, we all yelled, waving our arms, started chasing after him, trying to stop him. It was pretty chaotic. Henny Penny didn't do anything. She didn't run. She just stretched out her wings, gathered her two little chicks right in close. And you couldn't even see them. You didn't even know that they were there. And then I think she puffed her feathers up to make herself twice the size. She was just a scrawny little hen. Puffed herself up. And then as Freckles approached her, she made the most ferocious sounds I've ever heard a chicken make. I can't even mimic them. It was just simply amazing. Well, we were all stunned. Even the dog stopped. He had never heard her make noises like that before. And then Henny Penny reached out and pecked Freckles right on the nose. He whimpered and cried and he ran away. Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have a desire to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And yet you are not willing. Now my dad's relatives were always really great storytellers. As a child, even now that I'm an adult and have my own children, I love sitting on the floor just listening to them tell stories. I remember my dad's cousin Douglas telling a story about a neighbor whose chicken house caught on fire. Now, they lived in Wisconsin, and so it was pretty cold, and they would have heat lamps in the chicken coops to keep the chickens warm. Somehow, something happened, and the neighbor's heat lamp caught on fire and started the chicken house on fire. Douglas and his dad were outside, and they saw the smoke, and they saw the flames starting from the back of their neighbor's barn. Douglas ran in the house to grab his dad's keys, and they jumped in the truck and went down the street and around to the neighbor's house. They were far enough away that by the time they got there, the chicken house was destroyed. But they put out the flames and kicked down the door to assess the damage. And right away, they saw a hen who had died in the fire laying right in front of them. Now, this farmer really loved his chickens. And kind of like Henny Penny, they were his pets. And they knew he would be devastated. So Douglas and his dad decided that they would try to help clean up a bit. Douglas went to the truck to get a bucket, and his dad reached down to pick up the hen right in front of the door. And Douglas says, as he picked her up, he dropped her right away. And he kind of stepped back, and then out from underneath the body of this dead little hen came out three little chicks. Neither of them said a word. They were just amazed at what had happened. Those little chicks survived that fire because they were protected under the shelter of their mother's wings. Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And yet you were not willing." I might not know why the chicken crossed the road, but I do know that we are those chicks. We are those children that Jesus desires to gather together as another hen gathers her brood under her wings. Are we willing? Are we willing to let Jesus gather us in? We spend so much time running away. Running around, if you will, like chickens with our heads cut off, which I've seen, and that's weird. I kind of don't know whether to laugh or cry. Wandering, lost, confused, uncertain, afraid. Maybe even with our feathers ruffled, making fierce sounds at one another. Today Jesus calls to us. He calls to us and says, "Come to me. Let me enfold you with my protective wings. Let me gather you in. Let me hold you close. Let me love you with a fierce devotion. A love that will amaze you. Love that will stay with you even to the end." Now, this isn't a promise that nothing bad will happen to us. Sometimes in life we are threatened by dogs, and sometimes there are fires in the chicken house. But what Jesus does promise is that whatever pain or problems or troubles that we experience, whatever fears that we face, whatever sin that we suffer, whatever trials that tempt us, even if we are faced with death itself, that we will never be alone, that He is with us, standing with us, gathering us in, holding us close, if we will only let Him. He stretches out His arms in love and gathers us in, embraces all of us, welcomes us in, reaches His arms out in love even as He is upon the cross. This love of Christ enfolds us and holds us, heals us and gives us hope, forgives us and fills us with mercy and grace, comforts us, transforms our hearts, giving us courage to live our lives in love, helping us to reach out with this love and gather others in. Jesus says to us, how I have longed to gather you in as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wings. Are we willing? Are we willing to let Jesus gather us in? Let Him. Let Him today. Let Him each and every day. And He will hold you close forever. Amen.